Joe in Pensacola, Florida, listening on 103.3 EWTN Radio. You are on with Father Joseph Essio. What's your question?
Hey, Father. Thank you for taking my call. I stumbled upon a question few days ago, and it was something that I read that Pope John Paul II wrote, that the vocation to the priesthood was objectively superior to the vocation to marriage. And I myself am married with one kid and one on the way. And I was just, I guess personally, I feel like that kind of delegitimizes my vocation. I don't really know what you think about that.
Well, you're going to find out right now, okay? And that's a great question. And it has to do with religious life, too. It's mainly in the past, what has been said is that the vocation to religious life of the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience is objectively a higher state than the vocation to the married life. And there are many reasons for that. One of them is that our model is Jesus. You know, and Jesus was not married except to the church as the bridegroom of the church. And so one could argue that in terms of the state of life, a state of life which more closely imitates and follows that of Jesus himself would be the higher state. But there's a wonderful book called Handmaid of the Lord by Adrienne von Speyer on Our Lady. And she makes a beautiful point in that book, which to me is worth the whole book. She says that the reason that the religious vows constitute a higher state of life is that the person who's called to this is offering to God everything he has through poverty, all material goods, through chastity, sexual intimacy in a family, through obedience, their personal freedom. And that is the greatest offering of yourself you can make, total self-abandonment, which is what Jesus did on the cross. All right. And therefore, what she says is that the best and highest motivation for marriage is to realize that while following Christ in this renunciation is the highest state of life, if you're called to marriage, you have to renounce the higher state for the rejection of the lower state, and you're making a greater sacrifice. So in that sense, it kind of equalizes them. In the religious life is a higher state because it's a fuller renunciation like Christ's. But if you're called to the married life and you recognize you must renounce the religious life, you're renouncing the higher good. So it brings them up together, but what really unites them is this, Joe. The highest thing we can do in life is to do God's will. And if God is writing a play, and one role is the king, and one role is the jester, okay, that even though the king is a higher social order than the jester, if you're called to be jester and you want to be king, you're not doing God's will. And if you're called to be king, want to be jester, you're not doing God's will. So it doesn't delegitimize at all. And as I said to the last caller, God's first commandment is be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. But there is a call to a closer following of Christ in the religious life and to some extent the priesthood, which the church has always said, although it doesn't emphasize it so much now, is, you know, objectively speaking, in terms of states of life, is a higher state. But you know, I don't feel this because I'm not president of the United States. I'm delegitimized. It's not my role. So there's more to be said, but I think one thing I can tell you as a priest and as a religious is that we need priests and religious. What we need, especially in our society now, is fathers and mothers raising children and giving them the faith. Because you know something, if you do that, you're going to have two priests and three nuns in your family over time. Instead of just you being a priest.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Joe, okay. Congratulations on the babies.
Yes.
Thank you very much.